So we're in Blokker, in Horen. And who's next to me? Who are you?
Yes, I'm Miyuka from Japan.
And you're in the Netherlands now?
Yes. I'm here to witness the baby chickens.
Yeah, this is a truck full of chickens.
Yes, baby, they're babies. When you hear the tweet, it sounds like babies.
So, you came to the Netherlands to see this, to witness this?
Yes, I came here to witness their last moment. They was the driver.
Yeah, because the chickens, they can be slaughtered in a few minutes or...
Yes.
So you're from Japan and vegan?
Yes, I am vegan for animals.
How long are you vegan now?
I've been vegan for a few some years. I had been vegetarian for decades. I didn't know the industry, the cruelty of egg and milk industry. I was blind. But as soon as I found what was going on, I became vegan.
What made you aware? Was it a TV program in Japan, or did you see something there? Or
sorry?
What made you aware with this change?
Yes, just I happened to see documentaries.
And do you meet a lot of vegans nowadays?
In Japan, not many yet. We are working on it.
Yeah, it's a big issue, of course, to get people aware about this.
Yes.
And now you made a lot of pictures, I think. Did you make pictures for the social media?
Yes, too short, yes. But another problem in Japan is fish. They eat more fish. And I studied fish safe in Tokyo. They eat more fish and they think it's healthy.
But there are so many things that are changing now because of climate crisis, health. But most of is the awareness about the animals, of course.
Yeah.
What happens to these animals?
Yes. The people started to notice that but many people are not aware, or they don't care, they're indifferent of what's going on in the earth, climate change.
Can you describe what you see now, because we're here in Horen, in the Netherlands?
Yes, I've attended a visual before in the Netherlands, and I was so surprised to see the big trucks. In Japan, we don't see this big trucks, especially in the Holland.
It's a big industry.
Yes, very big industries. Yes, and many trucks. In Japan, we don't see so many trucks.
So let's stand a little bit more here. The people, they have to just walk away from it because they're going to close the door now. The chickens are going to the factory, and we know that's about 6,000 chickens or like that in a truck or something.
Yes.
And this food industry in the Netherlands also spreads, of course, to Europe. And but how do you see it from Japan? Because what you know about the fish industry, these kind of things. How do you see the change coming? Do you see a sort of change, or that people become more aware, that they relate to different stories, and that they really become aware because of your photos? Or
no, not. They think I show them photos and videos, but they still think they need to eat, and they haven't made, many people haven't find it difficult to make connections.
It is sometimes difficult to make people aware about this. If you see yourself, because you're traveling around and doing the saves, what does that help you to contribute or to change people's mind?
Yes, I try to talk to people on the train or and on the plane and everywhere I go, and I say to them, I talk to them why I'm taking this trip. And
so a lot of people, they try to understand it and they open up to your story. And when you're in a plane, it's probably easier to talk to someone because they are next to you. So you have a little bit more time. Can you tell me a bit, about experience in this conversation?
Yes, because I order vegan meal on the plane. So they ask, and that's the start.
Someone noticed this.
Yes, I ordered special meal. And so it's easy because I cannot just talk directly about veganism just like that, but they ask me, and if they don't ask me, I tell them because I'm vegan, I have this meal.
Now you can tell that you're plant-based, you're plant-powered.
Yes.
And do you think it's hard to tell people in Japan these stories?
Health-wise, I think it's easier. And many media, TV, and magazine talk about veganism, but it's about health, their health, diet. That's not about animals.
But Japan is a very big country, many people. It's like how many times bigger than the Netherlands?
Yes, but the meat consumption much bigger here. Yes.
So, but the awareness about the fish industry, can you tell me something about what's happening in the fish industry? Because a lot of fish is happening, of course, in Japan. It's a fish-eating country.
Yes. Fishes, I think it's more difficult than meat because they believe that it's healthier. It's healthier to eat fish than meat. So I find it difficult to talk about fish.
And they don't see a fish as an animal or as a true life?
No.
They don't see the eyes of the animal?
No, they don't. And yes, even children, I talk to children too. And children, when I talk to children, it's much easier than when I talk to adults. But about fish, even children think it's fish for eating.
But if we're talking about Japan, I think we should talk about sushi. And there's so much good vegan sushi.
Yes. But vegan sushi is not so popular in Japan yet. I think abroad, yes, popular.
We should create more popularity on vegan sushi.
Yes, because I heard that in the Netherlands, a company made sushi, tuna.
Or wheat burgers.
Tuna. You know that company?
The vegan tuna.
Vegan tuna, yes, that's Netherlands made it.
It's Dutch.
Yeah.
So we can create the awareness that it's possible to make the same taste as tuna, but then make it plant power.
Yes.
And there are so many other options, like not only sushi, of course, but sushi is a big thing to talk about for Japan, of course. To know that if you use the cucumber and all the vegetables and you use the soya sauce, these kind of things, you can make it plant-based.
Yes, yes, you can. Yes. Do you have many sushi restaurants here?
Well, that's a good question to ask. I think in the Netherlands we're open to every culture, so Japanese, offshore Chinese, but the most of the restaurants have been meat eating or fish eating, and we have to focus on create more awareness that it can be plant-based.
Yes, it is. I think yes. I think
did you know the story about the fact that if you use the ground for plant-based, that you can use it like 20 or 30 times more than that if you use it for meat, because the animals have to take a long time to use the ground.
Yes.
And they use a lot of vegetables what we can eat ourselves.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's the point. And so when they talk about environment, they have to stop eating animals. But many people, they don't know yet about it.
What is your next goal? Because you're now here in Europe. Do you go back to Japan, or what is your traveling?
I'm flying tomorrow to Tunis. But
take some vegetable tuna with you. Plant-based tuna.
Yes, yes.
To Tunis.
Yes. But I was planning to take actions for animals in Tunis, but I found it a little bit difficult for foreigners now, especially just these days.
Well, you're a happy and strong woman and a very good vegan, so keep on doing the work.
Thank you.